From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Vote counting underway following Myanmar, that is, first free election in a quarter of a century. Some observers believing the election could provide a win to Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA's Steve Herman reporting.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA's Steve Herman. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st airline disaster that killed 224 people on board. Some 5,000 British citizens were departed by the end of Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Sinai resort and militants claiming affiliation with the Islamic State for that attack. France has requested a UN Security Council meeting today to discuss the deteriorating situation in Burundi. Saturday, the United States expressed grave concern over the political and security situation and the condemned killing of the son of a rights activist. Late Saturday, 9 people were executed by unknown gunmen in the capital, Bujumbura. Security forces launching a crackdown on a search for illegal weapons. A weapons ban ended at midnight on Saturday. Israel.